condemned him and called him demons and baptized him for demons. Alhamdulillah. And the Nidaysa de Oporiya de Hibtida, and the Nidaysa de Hibtida, and Hassan of his own heart, and the one of his heart, and the Nidhi, and the Rabat, and the Rabat, and the Rabat, and the Rabat, and the والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد الأرحام سيد المرسلين والشفياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية من فتول الأرحام سيدة الأسراء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى قعرها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين نذب الله عنهم الرجس وطهر تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. وَلَلَّهُ لَسَاحَةِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا وَاللَّعْنَةُ الدَّائِمَةُ عَلَى أَعْدَائِهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ مِنْ حِينِ عَدَاوَتِهِمْ إِلَى قِيَامِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ الْكَرِيمِ إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I have turned my face towards the one who created the heaven and earth, and I am pure in my faith, and not one of the Mushriki, those who associate partners. The pure Islam of the very Prophet, pure Muhammadan Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It's the Islam which is taken directly from the original source, our rapper, Allah says, and is asking not just the Muslims in the West, but actually all the youth in the West to turn to the original sources of Islam, which is the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet, and the teachings and the values of those sources. So we learn the pure Islam from the original sources. And our Holy Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam are our fathers. Ana wa Ali nabawa hadhihi al-ummah. Me and Ali are the two fathers of this ummah. And my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi, alhamdulillah, you said this is Ubuwwat al-Haqiqiyya. This is the real fatherhood. And in our contemporary times, the father of our Ummah, Al-Imam Rahil, is the one who coined these terms for us. Because he was a statesman and an artist. And he's the one who provided a practical example and lived a life as a symbol and icon of Islam. And set those principles for us to understand and follow. So, my speech was originally 55 minutes, but it's now condensed to 25 minutes, so you can understand how fast I'm supposed to go. So, my remote not working, can you please go to the next slide? Please go to the next slide. Okay, this is how can you please go to the next slide? Okay, first ingredient of the pure Islam is standing only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be sincere for Allah. That's how we make sure the religion and the principles and values that we are following in our life is the pure Islam. So we stand for Kalimatullah, the word of God, and we would like to invite the entire humanity to follow the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first ingredient. And please go to the next slide. The Holy Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَحِدَةٍ أَنْ تَكُمُوا لِلَّهِ مَسْنَا وَفُرَادَا. Say, I advise you to stand, take a stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take a stand, you know, for the sake of Allah in pairs and singly. So, all the prophets of Allah took their stand alone. It really doesn't matter if they are followers around you or not. Later on, somebody will join the prophets. Only some. Never the majority. So it's our job to take a stand in our life for the sake of Allah and His Tawheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith that من أصبح من أمتي وهمه غير الله فليس من الله. Whoever dawns and his focus is on something or someone other than Allah, then he has nothing to do with Allah. And let's go to the ingredient number two, which is importance of the affairs of the Islamic Ummah. This is something extremely important. And not paying importance to the affairs of the Ummah will lend us to the domain which is not the domain of a believer. Because Prophet has said, and it's a very famous hadith, "من أصبح لا يهتم بأمور المسلمين فليس بمسلم." So whoever dances in a situation where he's not giving importance to the affairs of the Muslim brothers and sisters is not a Muslim. So it's not sufficient for a person to think that I pray and fast and go for Hajj, but if he doesn't pay importance to what is going on in Islamic Ummah and all the problems and turmoils that the believers are facing and going through, then our Islam is not considered to be sufficient. This one example, Rahim used to say, Man azun afun bayi mislamke, injo benchina, matasbih bitasbihya. I'm not one of those scholars to just sit in the corner and grab a bead, you know, be busy, whatever, tasbih, subhanallah, whatever, and ignore, you know, a million people get killed in Iraq. I don't care, you know. Thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent civilians are suffering in the crisis in Syria. Innocent civilians are suffering in Yemen. Innocent civilians are suffering in occupied Palestine and elsewhere in America. Isn't right? Anywhere else in any corner of the world, we have to pay importance and we have to care. We cannot be carefree and we cannot be careless. Ingredient number three is importance to the affairs of the human beings. The Islam, our beautiful religion, teaches us to pay respect to our neighbors. We respect our Jewish neighbors, we respect our Christian neighbors, we respect our Hindu neighbors, we respect our Sikh neighbors, we respect all the human beings. We have such great moral standards. But we are proud to denounce Zionism and oppression, terrorism and occupation and every sort of oppression that is going on every human being regardless of their faith. Mahamiyyah Mustafa Jamani, Imam al-Baghdadi, said we are the supporters of all the
we can confess this in the world. So even if a Jew is oppressed somewhere, we are here to support that Jew who's oppressed.
Because Imam Ali says, be a supporter for the oppressed and an opponent for the oppressor, who is the oppressor. There are people who have been, and we disagree and denounce those Western intelligence agencies who have been behind creating these cutthroat ISIS nonsense people. Isn't right? Training them in 2012 Jordan, sending them to Syria against the Shayyuk, against the Walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, which is even today's issue number one of the planet. Walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It's a matter of understanding. And then those cutthroats have been sent to Iraq. Isn't it right? There's no justification whatsoever to support any terrorists. Al-Qaeda used to be bad people on 9/11, and all of a sudden they became good guys in Syria. We in the Islam of Ahlul Bayt condemn Al-Qaeda then, we condemn them, and we still condemn Al-Qaeda and ISIS and every other terrorist on the planet. And there is no justification whatsoever for any Western administration to support the terrorists. Those people who are worse than animals. So let's pay attention and have a look towards how the animals are. Self-determination, so that we can live a life of respect and izzat and dignity in this world. Based on mutual respect. We never assimilate into any society because we are proud to be different and unlike others. We always integrate based on mutual respect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith that whoever obediently accepts the oppression has nothing to do with Ahl-Bayt. So there's no room for a believer to obediently give in to the oppression. And Amir Mu'in al-Islam says, La yabna al-Bayt al-Zaleel. It takes a lowly, undignified person to accept the insult. No one can accept the insult, get humiliated, except a person who is lowly and undignified. And Imam Hussein said, Ihad al-Dhillah means insult is far away, is away from us. So, so here, Imam Sayyid Shawgah alayhi salam says in another hadith, وَبَلَكْ لَا أَبْتِيكُمْ بِيَدِي أَبْنَاءُ الْحَيِّدِ وَلَا أَفِرُّ وَلَا أَفِرُّ فِرَارَ الْعَقِيدِ. I swear to Allah, I'm not going to give my hand, you know, as a zaleel and humiliated person, nor will I run away like the slaves. We don't have a behavior of giving in to oppressors. On the Day of Judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the oppressor, why did you oppress? He will also ask the oppressed, why did you accommodate the oppression silently? Because tawallum, tolerating the zulm and oppression silently without protest is also haram, the way zulm itself is haram. So ingredient number five is not separating the divine religion from politics. So thus we don't support those vegetarian mullahs who never talk about the political duties of Islam of Ahlul Bayt as if it's not part of it. So this is one of the root causes why we find the awareness has been spread by the Islamic revolution in all the corners of the world, because after a break of hundreds of years, the plan of Banu Umayyah to separate religion from politics was undone by the Islamic leader today. So Imam Baqarin used to say, the entire Islamic jurisprudence of ours is molded to take us to the goal of establishing a government of social justice phenomena. So justice can be served to the entire humanity, for which the humanity is thirsty. So ingredient number six is a deep, insightful understanding of the divine values as compared to the Tawud-friendly idol Islam. Right? There were some scholars in America who were okay with the occupation of Masjid al-Aqsa. There were some scholars in the Muslim community in America who were okay. And there are still some scholars who are okay with that. And there are some who are even justifying. And there are some who are siding with the occupiers and sympathizing with them. Had it not been for Imam al-Baqarin to raise the voice on that event, we would have been, God forbid, witnessing taking over of Medina and destruction of Kaaba, which is the dream of the Zionists, and taking over of Karbala and Najaf up to the Euphrates. And we would have been silent over that as well, just the way we were silent over the occupation of Masjid al-Aqsa. And diverting the attention of the masses towards the Ahl-e-Sa'ud, who are the like the branches of the issue. instead of diverting the attention of the message towards the root of the mischief, which are the Zionists, which the leader is asking the Ummah to pay attention to words. Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam says, من حاول أمرا بمعصية الله كان أفضل لما يرجو وأسرع لما يحذر لمجيء ما يحذر and ready in both ways. Whoever tries to achieve something through sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to lose what he's trying to achieve sooner than otherwise, and will end up facing what he was trying to avoid faster, sooner than otherwise. So, number seven is taking support from the Khalis and sincere people only. That's also part of the Sirat and Sunnah of the Prophet and the Bed and Salam. So we have this incident where Ubaydullah bin Harb went to Imam Hussein on his way to Karbala and offered his horse instead of himself supporting and joining the camp of Imam Hussein in Islam and sacrificing for the noble cause of Imam Hussein. He avoided to support Imam Hussein and he offered his horse instead. And that's the response that Imam Hussein gave to him. وَمَاكُمْ تُلِهَا تَخِذَ الْمُبِلْدِينَ أَلْبَىٰ. I have not been the one to take these leading people as a support. And Imam rejected the offer of the horse from him. He's not ready, Imam is not even ready to take the support from any person who is of that kind. Number eight is relying on the Khaliq al-Mustab, the creator of all the means and resources, instead of relying on the people and the resources or the money or finances or armies and soldiers and battle tanks and interceptors and bombers and so on and so forth. So there are people who think on those lines, oh, we can't do nothing because you know what, we don't have this many resources and this much, you know, support. You think the Prophet and any other Prophet in history had armies and tanks and armored vehicles? They had the biggest weapon with them. It was tawakkul and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by breaking away from the needs, not relying on the needs. As my teacher Hafizahullah used to say, that, you know, denying inkari asbab qawli jahilas, rafdul asbab qawli arif. There's a fine line between two things. We don't deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running the universe of the concept of sabab and musabbab, illat and ma'lul, cause and effect. But we don't deny on those things. We deny on Allah. There's a fine line between two things. So, Quran probably said, وَمَا شِرْتَ الْبَحْرِ هِشْبَانَ الْمُخْرَجَةِ وَيَرْصُوكُ مِنْ حَيْسِ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتْوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So whoever, we learn from this verse, whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah provides opening for him. Whoever has tawakkul on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. What we need is the tawakkul. As soon as we have it, we'll find, instead of having tawakkul, leading our burden on the shoulders of others instead of us doing our responsibility ourselves. Please, can you pick once?
Amen.
reading number 9 is manifest and in-depth recognition of the Wali al-Asr Imam Sahib Sulaiman alayhi salam, because that's the key. That's how we get all the rest of the Tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of Taybah. And we reach the Imam through his deputy. That's why they say, I don't know who said it, but this is a very famous sentence. Someone said it very nicely. The Finnish Tawfiq, the other one was the Tawfiq. It's such a nice thing, it is hard. So, we have four travels of the soul. I'm not going to talk about those right now, we don't have the time for that. I mean, the four travels of the soul in the Islamic philosophy. And, an artist who travels those four travels of the soul and finally reaches the fourth, which is the one which I wrote here at the bottom, this is the highest level of spiritual travel, of travel towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its closeness. So now, we have some philosophers who are very high in their philosophy, but they are not good in politics. We have some politicians, they are so smart, but they don't know Islamic philosophy. And we have some Qurafa, some Arifs who are not faqih and mujtahid. And we have some mujtahids who are not Arif. So this is something unique that was combined in the personality of Imam Rahmatullahi Alayh, who combined those things together. And this is how you can serve after reaching the highest level of the spiritual travel. You come back to the people and serve the masses with from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to what my teacher Ayatollah Ghazali rahimahullah used to say, that an arif person is Ahmadah, he's not Khalmadah. He is focused on Allah. One of the names of Allah is Ah, right? So he's Allah focused individual. He's not Khalmadar, he's not people oriented. He doesn't care what the people may say or may not say, support him or not support him, talk good about him or talk bad about him. It's irrelevant. He's not people-focused individual. He's Allah-focused individual. So democracy was a very good way of ruling countries if there was no Allah. Because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why we have the rule of Islamic fit and adil on our society. So, in reading number 10 is combining the Sharia and the Tariqah together, so we end up into the goal. Sharia and Tariqah are not the goal, they are the means. So we end up to reach the Haqiqah of Haqiqah, the reality of all the realities, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Ilmul Ahkam is what we call the Sharia, and Ilmul Arjul, that's how our Ulama call the Tariqat, and Miratul Ilm is the Haqiqat in reaching the real goal of reality. So, here you find that there's zero access for an individual to the batin and hidden realities without having fully practiced the Zahir and the apparent Sharia and the knowledge of the Sharia in its totality.
خونه عزیز ما را به زمین ریخ تایید کرد خدا یعنی خدا دین خودش را به او تایید کرد با ریختن خونه عزیز ما تایید شد انقلاب ما این انقلاب باید زنده بماند این نهزت باید زنده بماند و زنده ماندنش به این خون بیزی هاست بریزید خونها را زندگی ما دوام پیدا می کند بکشید ما را ملت ما بیدارتر می شود ما از مرگ نمی ترسیم و شما هم از مرگ ما صرفه ندارید در این عرض شماست که در سیاهی شب
Here in Melbourne, one of our ladies saying that you kill us. That's the most we can do, isn't it right? Take our lives, our Islamic awakening, our people, our masses have become more and more awakened. We are not afraid of death. We are ready to face the monster for the sake of the nobility. Because there is not love. We need to take this thinking out once and for all for our minds. There is no room for the word of failure in the history of Islam. As long as we are sticking to our divine duty, we are properly performing our faridah shar'iyyah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the guarantee of success. Reading the 11th year, the end of the presentation, is forming a masterful ish, not a masterful ah. And there's a fine line between two things. According to my teacher, akal, intellect, would have dictated, if someone followed that line, would have dictated Prophet Ibrahim salam, not to be ready to go into the fire, hit by the moon. Because akal advises to do tahiyyah at this. But it was the ish of Prophet and the deep love towards Allah of Prophet Ibrahim salam, that empowered him to be ready to be fire for the God of Allah. And that's all it sounds like. He's our father of Hussein, Prophet Ibrahim. So, we need to have the Rasul for this thing. Love requires connection. Love is a dual sided thing. You cannot love somebody one sided. That's not even called love to begin with. Love is dual sided. Has to be both ways. So we need to have tawassul with Ahlul Bayt and Salam, tawassul with especially the Imam Hussein and Salam, because he is the most beloved. Is that right? So when Prophet went to the Mi'raj in Sultan and saw the Arsh, he says, when I had a look at the Arsh and the throne, everything that I saw became lowly. And the pillar of the Arsh, it was written, Inna Zayna Sfar Kuna Wadhiya Kuna certainly, and is the beacon of guidance and good success. The long hand is the key for, you know, for our success. We need to do the muscle in all the body, and we need to be excited and just every single day, every single night of those 14 and a half years, we used to go for the ziyarah and we would meet Islam. Once it was raining, heavy showers, and his son, Ayatollah Shahid Mustafa, the main one of it, he said to me, Dad, Muhammad can listen to your Islam even from the home. So why don't you stay home? Because it's raining heavily. And Muhammad replied, don't make up, then paraphrase the language, don't make up. Take away that, you know, that love was Imam Ali's example of him. And what in the muscle that he had, the connection that he had with the Ahlul Bayt, there was no way for this Islam to be successful. And this awakening is spread in the Islam Ummah. It's because of the connection with the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Hussein. And he said that the divine Guru. Then right, our success, our victory was an outburst of the moon. That means the moon of the mountain of the Quran is around. So, the soul of the video has to be attached with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Lord's personalities without compromising our values. Suppose there will always be in the human society, possibly, some people who are ignorant or fasik or nafiq or kafir who may be denouncing what you're doing. But as long as you are doing what Allah has asked you to do and uphold the values of nobility and morality, we really don't care about what the people may or may not say. So, finish the good and committing the bad, we perform those two duties, and we perform the demand the way it has to be done in the proper way until you landed the aim. Thank you very much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless all of us to follow the footsteps of the pure Islam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wa khuli al-Kufar wa al-Munafiqin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa khuli al-Muslimin. اللهم انصر واحفظ وقيد القرناء الربانيين ومراجعه الربانيين نسيب الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن اسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا فقضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب السلام واجعلنا من انصاره واشياعه واتباعه واعوانه يا رب العالمين.